mean by that? And he said, bifurcation of British literature, so it's very easy to understand. He said, if you take H.G. Wells, he said, for example. He said, H.G. Wells was by no means the only one, but he's the best known. He said, H.G. Wells, you know, one week he'd write the history of Mr. Polly, i.e. social realism. The next week he'd write The Shape of Things to Come. The week after that he'd write In the War of the Worlds. Then he'd write A History of the World. And the thing was that whatever Wells wrote, critics, public alike, they'd say, oh, you keep at it, Wells. It's terrific stuff. You fuck who you like. It's marvellous. But then after 1938, what we did apparently in Britain, and not in other countries, didn't do this, but we did. You know, it seems unnatural. It's unnatural. What we did was we split the literature. Yeah, we bifurcated it. So this meant after 1938, if you were caught imagining in the stuff you wrote, or it turned out you know you knew how machinery worked, or you know how mind worked, even worse, what would happen is you'd be sold in the wrong part of a bookshop, and possibly not in a bookshop anyway, but in often unsuitably lurid covers on railway stations. And if you were going to get reviewed, it would be briefly and on the wrong page. And I mean, he was saying to me, I mean, he's, this is about the most dangerous, point in there, in the growth of a planet or of bifurcated literature. I go, wow, isn't it? And I was going, wow, I was thinking, TV hadn't been too bad, but with Quatermass and that, they were science fiction movies, kind of coming, but theatre is pathetic. I mean, what have we got? We're just theatre just following on so-called serious literature. Like that. I remember someone at the thing saying, this so-called serious literature. And I said, what is it? It's like that fucking stuff's been going on for thousands of years. And what is it? It's just people coming in and out of doors. Sometimes they go someplace. It's a very narrow spectrum. But at least science fiction does attempt to be about everything else. Anyway, wow. So that's how come I decided to found a science fiction theatre, which I eventually did in Liverpool. It's called the Science Fiction Theatre of Liverpool. The thing that we started with was Illuminatus, which advertised these three books by Robert Sheldon, Anton Wilson. And it was a good old do, and it lasted all day. What I did was I based the dramatic structure of the thing on a science fiction conference. You get mind-boggling information and stuff, and antics going on. To the bar, then we're then into the bar, and then news comes through. Well, we're out for another episode, boom, and back in. And it was very successful, and actually, it came out of the warehouse in Liverpool, off to Amsterdam, and then wound up as being the production which opened the Cotizzolo Theatre of the National Theatre, marvellous. I'll be back to Roger East and his fruit bar. You'll see why I'm bothering to do this. That was 1976. I was at the Cotizzolo in 1977. And then time was going by. We did some other science fiction productions, but nothing sort of had the clout of this all-day Illuminatus thing. And I'll tell you what, the fans had liked it, and I was guest of honour at a science fiction convention, and the moment did come, Ken Campbell, he's in the bar! years were going by, and I was beginning to fear, that the fan would come up to me in the lounge, and I'd go, I think I shall never write anything finer than the Illuminatus. But then, as luck would have it, I encountered this extraordinary fellow, Neil Oram. Neil Oram, he was kind of diseased, in a way. He was diseased by memory. He never forgot anything. Once you realise, you're going to remember a lot. He'd lost it, the editing thing, where you only remember the guy you're pulling. Stuff you need to remember a lot,